Hi, my name is Anna Brandt, and this is a new podcast on the thought of sales. So many photographers that I talk to hate selling. They can't stand it. They don't want to be pushy. They feel that if they can afford it, why would anyone else be able to afford it? They're worried about what other people are going to think of their work. They may have social anxiety, and whether they know it or not, have a fear of verbally speaking with other people in regards to something that would require a money exchange. And the reasons can go on and on and on and on of why people don't enjoy selling, why they don't want to do it, why they refuse to do it, why they may hire someone else to do it, or whether they may just throw their images online in a gallery and only offer prepaid packages so that they don't have to sell. But the art of selling has been around, you know, from the first day the dollar was exchanged. It's nothing new. Yet why does it seem as we progress in our modern society that the anxiety of selling seems to be more prevalent? Maybe it's because social media is out there and people are saying that they don't like to sell, or they're saying they're broke, or they're saying people aren't buying, whereas back in the day, nobody was really talking about it and you didn't know who was selling and who wasn't unless you happened to come across an actual salesperson. What I've discovered recently in my travels is that the street peddler or the street artist doesn't seem to have a problem selling. And I wonder why, versus somebody who comes from a home with a bed that they can sleep in and a car that they can drive in and have nice clothes and a shower and have everything that life has to offer, can't seem to sell yet. The ones that are living on the street peddlers that may be selling something else that they've come across, flowers, whatnot, versus the street artist who is making their own things. When we were in Spain recently, we purchased, you know, this little metal pieces of art. And actually, wherever we travel, my kids love to buy street art. My son has paintings in his room that we framed from spray paint street art from artists in Italy, and my daughters have wonderful pieces of jewelry that we've bought all over the world. And it was very easy for us to make these purchases for several reasons. Number one, we were able to see the artists at work. You can see them painting on the sidewalk. You can see them making the jewelry. Number two, and this is the most important, is that the street artist or street peddler wanted us to buy. Not only wanted us to buy, but believed in what they were selling, so much so that when you came across their presence, they were showing you how they made this jewelry. They were showing you how they were painting with a spray can. They were engaging with you. They were talking with you. They were asking, where are you from and why are you visiting here? And telling you exactly how much something costs. And when you want to buy more than one of something, giving you a deal. And I find it so fascinating, and I want to tell so many people, hey, you want to learn the art of selling? Go visit a street peddler. Go visit a street artist. Go live on the street and watch them sell. They may not look all showered and clean and neat and nice, and they may not smell very good, or they may have not eaten in weeks, but you know what? They can sell. And why can they sell? Because they believe in their product? Because they have to? Whatever dollar they make is going to go towards food or drink or whatever habit they possess, but they have to make money, right? So they believe it. They have a very strong desire. They have a very strong need. And they do it. And whether they have fear of blending into society, or whether they have fear of, list off a million things I'm sure that they have fear of, they're still on the street selling, and we're buying. So why is that? Why is it that somebody on the street, whether they're making something or selling something they've received, why can they sell successfully? You may say, well, they're not that successful. They're living on the street. Well, everybody's definition of success is different. Sometimes you're focused on just that day and making a dollar for that day. And if you sold something to get that dollar, that's success. And so the measure of success is completely based on the individual needs, right? We all have different measures of success. We all have different needs. We all have different goals. And one person's success may not seem so successful to somebody else. But what I know for sure is that when you set your own goals and make a list of all of the things that you want to achieve, each time you achieve them and you check them off the list, you are being successful. So the next time you're going to sell, or the next time you're saying, I just don't want to sell, or I can't sell, or I don't know how to sell my own work, remember the street peddler of the reasons why you need to sell. Is it to pay your bills? Is it to pay for your camera equipment? Is it to pay for the props or the materials to do the next session that you're going to charge for? So you need to sell to keep your business going. Otherwise, why have a business at all? And learn that the art of selling has to be based on something other than fear. You can't sell with fear. The art of selling is based on needs and desires. What it is you're trying to sell, why you're selling it, believing in what you're selling. And when you believe in what you sell, you're not really selling. You're believing in a product that you know your customer would benefit from. And you've created the art to warrant the selling of that product. That's where you learn to start selling. It's not about this costs this much dollars, this many dollars. It's not about that. It's about having products that you believe in. It's about creating art that you know others want. It's about bringing in income so that you can sustain your business, so that you can continue going forward. These are all components to the art of selling. My name is Anna Brent, and I'll see you next time.